Amen. What I praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You have reached a chosen generation fellowship of churches. This is our worldwide revival. We come for no other reason but just to spread the gospel, spreading the good news. We just come to give him praise and give him honor. We magnify his name on today. There is no other God that's higher than the God that we serve. He is the Almighty God. He is the I am that I am. He is the beginning and he is the end. Amen. I thank God for each and every one that has signed in. I'm praising God for a time such as this. And I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to all that it applies to. And even though it may be some that with natural children, God children, and however God has made you, I honor you on today, and I celebrate your position. I celebrate you for being a great mother. Amen. We're going to get started. We're going to ask that Elder Milton that will come with a scripture reading, and then we will have an opening prayer by Dr. Sheila Duhart. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Our scripture reading for tonight comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 25 through 28, and one quick scripture from John 16:28. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs with no fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and kindness is the rule when she gives instruction. She carefully watches all that goes on in her household and does not have to bear the consequences of laziness. Her children stand and bless her. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I'm sorry, thanks, but let me read John 16:21. It reads, a woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is coming. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this day is like no other day. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Father God, as we celebrate mothers all over the world, I lift up those who are grieving and with heavy hearts whose mothers have passed away. I pray that you would comfort and strengthen them at this very same hour. Let them know that, Lord, they do not have to bear this cross alone, for you will bear them up. Remind them that the part of their mother that they carry in their heart will never die, and their memories will never fade away, and that she lives in them, and that her legacy is forever yet preserved. For every mother, every stepmom, adopted mother, unofficial mom, and anyone that has ever stepped up to raise the life of another, know that children are a gift from God, and they are his reward. And Father God, we don't take this for granted and our responsibility lightly, for you have commanded us according to your word in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Father God, I ask that you would give godly wisdom and anoint the women to raise them up, not as the world does, but Father God, according to your word in the book of Ephesians, to raise them up in discipline and the admonition of the Lord. Father God, I ask for those of us who have mothers still in the land of the living, that you will continually lead and guide us on how to properly honor our mother. For the word of God says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. For every mother's child that has wandered away, for every son and daughter that has not called, Father God, you promised in your word in the book of Isaiah 43, 5 and 6, you promised that you would bring thy seed from the east and gather them from the west. You will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the end of the earth. We thank and praise you in advance for the great family reunion. I lift up all the mothers whose children are operating in rebelliousness, and I bind and cast out the spirit of rebelliousness and loose the spirit of obedience, starting with obedience to the word of God. Father God, I ask that you would snatch them out of the kingdom of darkness and bring them into the marvelous light. I bind and cast out family separation and alienation and loose family reunification. I pray, I thank you, and I pray for mothers that stood in the gap, for those mothers, the wailing women who interceded on their children and other children's behalf. Father God, I thank and praise you for the fervent prayers of the mothers that availeth much. And Lord God, we thank you and praise you for each and every selfless sacrifice that mothers have made all over this world. And Lord God, we thank you that according to your word, that her children would rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also will praise her. And Lord God, we thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. My. What a powerful, powerful prayer and scripture reading. So I do thank Elder Milton for the scripture reading. I thank Dr. Sheila Duhart for that powerful prayer. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a selection by Sister Robinson. Amen. Sister Robinson.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Oh, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes I'm up and sometimes I'm down. Oh, yes, Lord. Sometimes I'm almost to the ground. Oh, yes, Lord. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Although you see me going low, oh, yes, Lord. I have my trials here below. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Robinson, for that beautiful selection. And at this time, we're going to have a welcome by General Shaw. General?
Amen. Amen. On behalf of the Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches, our Chief Apostle, Dr. B.A. Thomas, we welcome you to our world revival, putting on the whole armor of God. Welcome our callers from Texas, Florida, Arizona, Georgia, California, Ohio, Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee, Missouri, Connecticut, and North Carolina. And we welcome those from all over the world, our world divided.
Amen. Amen. I see we have a lot of lights that's being shown, that the phones need to be muted before our speaker comes. We're going to have to mute all phones because we do want to hear the woman of God on today. Amen. So if everyone can mute their phone before the woman of God comes on. General, could you mute all phones for me, please?
Apostle, are you there? Okay.
Amen, amen. I guess I got muted too, along with everybody else. But I thank God. Okay, General, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. We're trying to get all these muted, the minds kind of muted and under control before we go forward. And, General, what I would like for you to do is, so we can move forward when we get with the speaker, we don't have to come back, if you can do the announcement. Amen. And could you mute all phones, remember, the speaker line and my line? Because there is a lot of noise.
Okay.
You guys just bear with us because I know we have a lot of new callers.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
now,
better?
That's better. Now, if you can give the announcements.
Yes. Tomorrow night's speaker will be Prophetess Little. At 5:30 tomorrow evening, Prophetess Little. There is an abuse hotline number for L.A. and San Bernardino. The L.A. number is 800-479-7328. Again, 800-479-7328. And the San Bernardino number is 909-236-5474. Again, 909-236-5474. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, General, for those announcements. We're going to ask Sister Robinson to prepare to come back and to do us a selection. So, General, if you have her line muted, if you can kindly unmute her line. If our speaker line is unmuted, I'm sorry that I'm not in control of the board right now. But first, I would like to introduce our speaker. She is a great woman of God, and she is no other than Dr. Cindy Sherman. She is a God's chosen woman of His Master's Mind Prayer Ministry. She's a preacher, she's a teacher, a poet, and she's a first-time author. She have wrote her book, should be coming out soon, and I will encourage all to support. She is a proprietor and HDIC of God's Pound of Prayers Ministry. Her mission statement is, Jesus is my source. So I would like to introduce and present to others Dr. Cindy Sherman. But after this selection, the next voice you will hear will be no other than my friend, Dr. Sherman. Amen. And this time we have a selection. Sister Robinson?
What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every week. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. And we thank God for all of the mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all the life-giving mothers. I want you to know that you can empty your tear bottles today. We're going to rejoice in the Word. We're going to rejoice in Jesus. And in our rejoicing, we're going to bring on the Queen of Gospel to let you know the name that we call, she calls. The name that we know, she knows. So if you will, just relax for a moment and tune in to Shirley Caesar. Just for a few moments here, I'd like to share with the mothers today, Shirley Caesar, the name that she called, Jesus, 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 yes, Lord.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Mother's Day. Greetings to everyone that shared this universe, this cosmos, this world, this creation, whoever and wherever you are today, we all are still on earth. Wherever we are, we know whose we are. And we know that we all belong to Jesus. Yes, Lord, we know. We first celebrated our Father God this morning when we woke up. I'm sure somebody said, thank you, Jesus. I'm sure somebody said, thank you, God. I'm sure somebody said, thank you, Holy Spirit. And some of us didn't have to look at the calendar a week ago to know that we will be celebrating this Mother's Day. We all have been prayed of because we are still here. And we know there should be in our life a celebration memory of our mothers every day. Every day is a Mother's Day. And the memory is our gift life from God, our Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and our mothers. For the mothers that are here, I pray that your loved ones are celebrating you this day, have been celebrating you each and every day, and thanking God for their many, many blessings. For the mothers that's gone, my mother and other mothers that's gone, I know and you know that we're not apart. They're still in our heart, deep, deep in our heart. And I want to share with you a few words of Happy Mother's Day for the mothers that's gone home. M is for the million times she prayed for me. O is for her offertory love. T is for her tender love and mercy. H is for her heart that's like pure gold. E is for her everlasting memories. R is for her resting place in heaven. Now, if you put all those together, M-O-T-H-E-R, that spells mother, and that's the word that means the most to me. Amen? You know, live in a time where celebrating holidays are commercialized and given a special date on a calendar. And we never learn the history of how some holidays came to be. And why do we celebrate certain holidays? But when we look at the calendar for the month of March, we see that this date was set aside and we recognize it every year as Mother's Day. Every day a woman is being blessed by God to give birth and blessings of life that enter into this world. And the calendar marking of each second Sunday in May of every year was designated to celebrate Mother's Day. And it took a woman by the name of Anna Jarvis. She did what so many have done. Not only just today, but many days, she grieved over her mother's death. She suffered, and she was devastated. She was heartbroken. But she knew God gave her a place in her heart for the circumstances not to just tear her down. And she made a life in a lifetime deposit in all of us mothers where we could have a future happiness when we come together and celebrate today. When I think of this woman, I'm reminded about Proverbs 11:16, which says, a kind-hearted woman gains respect. And Anna Jarvis gained a lot of respect. She chose to give out white carnations to the mothers at her church. She went to the parishioners and she talked with them, encouraged them to set aside that day as a day of gratitude. Each year after the first celebration, the idea spread it. And as you know, when things spread, if there's something new, somebody's going to get a hold to it, and it don't take long for it to become a pass along. And it spread it. The idea was not enough for Sister Anna, because sometimes you got to push it. You got to push the envelope a little bit. And she pushed and pushed until she got a business leader that came to help her get all this fired up and get it going. And she prayed her way through. She talked to politicians, and politicians agreed that they wanted all mothers to be celebrated and honored on this Mother's Day. So it came to whereas in 1914, Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation, and it set aside the second Sunday in May to honor mothers. But America found their way to embrace this day. They found a way to have retail shopping, and it took over minds and then took over the hearts. It took over some pockets, too, and all that Anna had envisioned to stay holy. She had a love for her mother, and she had a vision of and a mission to bless all mothers nationwide. Her mission started right in the church, in the place where most of us were not able to be today on this Mother's Day. But God has made a way for us to come together. Even though I can't see a honeycomb congregation, we are all sitting side by side, wherever we are, because the Holy Spirit is side by us, sitting right by us, and we all are celebrating this Mother's Day. So we thank God that He has anchored us with His love. He anchored us with His Holy Spirit, and now we have the words of God that are going to breathe on us today. As we continue to celebrate this Mother's Day, we're going to celebrate not only a Mother's Day, but we're going to celebrate a precious Mother's Day. But before we celebrate in the Word, let's have a talk with the Father. Jesus, we come boldly to praise you and to say thank you. We thank you, Jesus Christ. You are our Savior. And you have blessed us, and you've chosen us to be able to celebrate our precious mothers. And we are so thankful. We thank you for all mothers and the ones that will soon become mothers. The Almighty, you gave us our gift of life when you gave your son Jesus to this world. And we are grateful. We're blessed. And we're thankful. We know that you died for our sins, and you came back with your marvelous life to be with us. And you gave us all precious mothers. Father, we believe in you, and we believe in the life word when you spoke it, and you said, let your powerful words continue to touch us. Let your powerful words continue to live in us. You blessed us with our mothers and our fathers. And with today's love, we honor you and we honor our mothers. We live in this lifetime celebration with honor to your life first and to our precious mother's life. And we all are able to say, thank you, Lord. We all are able to say, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for this blessed day. We thank you for Happy Mother's Day. We thank you for giving us our mothers that have given us life. We thank you, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Today, our sermon title is titled, A Princess Mother. And this title comes with three representations. We have a precious mother, an imperfect mother, a praying mother, and we have scripture references and a true allegory. We'll start with Psalm 139, chapter the 13 through the 14 verse, Proverbs 31 chapter and the 10th verse, Romans the 3rd chapter and the 23rd verse, and 1 Thessalonians the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. Beginning the reading of Psalm 139, the 13th through the 4th verse. Again, that's Psalm chapter 139, 13th through the 14th verse. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Proverbs, the 31st chapter and the 10th verse reads, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Romans, the 3rd chapter and the 23rd verse, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse reads, pray without ceasing. And we all have heard the statement, a woman's work is never done. But some think the real work doesn't start until after the birth of a precious mother's child is born. And we hear that word, precious mother. Well, when you hear precious, it's defined in the dictionary as a great value and not to be treated carelessly. But when you look in the face of your precious mother, and when I looked in the face of my mother before the Lord received her, I saw a precious mother. I looked at the face of a precious mother. And a precious mother has work to do for life, from 9 months to a lifetime. A mother carrying her child for 9 months is the child's biological source of life. A mother-to-be will make the most significant change mentally and physically that she will ever make in her life. We read Psalm 139 in the 13th to 14th chapter. Again, it said, for you formed my inward part. You covered me in my mother's womb. Now, David is telling us that the work of God in his life extended back to his development in his mother's womb. You see, God's plan for creation did not change or expire for man and woman to exist in human life. God had his purpose for us to be fruitful and multiply. His purpose is being fulfilled, and God's agenda must prevail. Woman's body was designed to conceive and give life, and a man's body was created to donate the sperm for the life. When we read verse 14, David says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He was praising the Lord. He was praising God, knowing that he was fearfully and wonderfully made. God has perfected knowledge of man. God knew when he created Adam that he would be used only one time to lay down his life. He put him in a deep sleep. He removed his rib and placed it in the body of woman to be his wife and for her to be the first mother of life for his creation. David gives praises to God. He has bread and rice. Yes, he is made in the image of God. He's fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, a mother has a heart where she will lay down her life to bring forth the life of her son into the world. He'll grow up, he'll become a man, and he becomes a wonder to a mother and a wonder to his wife. And we see that word wonder, wonder. It means that a surprise, a desire to know something. But if we read the scripture of Job 14:1, it says, man who is born of woman is a few days of trouble. Now, let's don't let that word trouble disturb us. Because when you have a precious mother, A precious mother would bring out the good book and let us all know that trouble doesn't last always. A praying mother would let her son know that it's praying time, son. When we read of James 5:13-16, it speaks about a fervent praying mother, a fervent prayer of a righteous man, and a prayer of faith. Prayers that a mother would pray over a son when he's ready for a virtuous wife. Fervent prayer. A fervent prayer is of the righteous. Someone that's right, someone that's right and true and honest in their heart and has a good spirit. And a praying mother and a praying wife, she'll get down on the knees and pray an effectual prayer. She'll get a song that she sings sometimes. She'll get a moan in her spirit sometimes. And she'll speak in a heavenly language while somebody's standing back watching or maybe listening, wondering what she's talking about. But she's talking to the Lord. She's telling them all about her son's problems and trouble, knowing that trouble don't last always. That's a praying mother. Some of us mothers have used methods of inferiority complex. Now, that word, inferiority complex, sometimes that can be used very strong in the hearts of some mothers. To that person becomes uncertain about themselves. Their behavior around others sometimes become poor because of how the mother has put so much pressure on the child in fault finding. And our children aren't able to accept constructive criticism. Sometimes their spiritual maturity is not where it needs to be at a certain stage and age. We all mature differently. We all mature spiritually in a different way. But mothers, you have to learn that you don't tell your sons and daughters that there aren't any good women or any good men for them, that there's nobody that's going to want you. You have to tell them that God's got a blessing waiting for you if you do all the things that he has asked you to do, because there are plenty of good men and good women willing and able to be a good wife and a good mother. There are men able to be good husbands because they've listened to their precious mothers, and they'll love a mother. They'll love a mother of their child like they love their mother, and help raise the child in a godly way. Every man and every woman at some time in life will experience a new beginning. That experience starts in the heart, in the mind, in the body, in the spirit, and it continues to be shared in this earthly life. We are here, that still voice of our mothers telling us sometimes. We are here, the used to be words that she would tell us when she would say that, you just keep on living, son. Keep on living, daughter. And we think back and we say, mother said there'll be days like this. But when our children get in the world sometime, when the lovers and the homies of the world tell you that we love you just the way you is, man. But a precious mother will tell you, I love you too much to leave you the way that you are. You see, the world will stay comfortable with you carrying on and living in your past with the wrongdoings, but not a precious mother. She'll want you to get comfortable with Jesus and the future only he can give to you. You have your homies out in the world. And as long as you're hanging out with them, the only thing that they can see is what you do right with them. Oh, but if you got a precious praying mother, a precious praying mother will see what you do wrong, and she'll want to make it right with God. God gave mothers eyesight to see things that others can't see. She sees the weakness. She sees it in you before you experience the pain of them. She sees your enemies before you are spiritually mature to discern them. We precious mothers see the pain of our children, pain in our husbands, friends, and enemies. We see that they're about to create and make life experiences that will cause them to suffer. And if you are obedient, if you're respectful, if you're loving, if you got some Jesus in you, you'll listen to the precious mother. God gave mothers life-speaking ability with wisdom. It's their mother's life-speaking ability. It's the awakening and the authority of God blessing your life. And he does it through the life-giving mothers. There are some mothers that are God gifted and spiritually blessed with power. You see, we spend quiet time in the presence of God, hearing his voice, being obedient, quality time, seeking him diligently. But there are some folks that think that we're God whispers, and they think that we're strange, different, until they need a prayer. Some mothers are prayer healers. They can pray to God, and God will bless the hands of a praying, anointed, precious mother. And then healing will be released in your body. But let me put a pin there and let you know there are some mothers that is not a precious mother when it comes to praying and laying on hands. Your eyes got to watch her eyes. Your ears got to watch what is being said. Your ears got to watch and hear just what's going on, and your spirit got to know what spirit is in her spirit. And nowadays, if you ain't down like some folks, then you got to know that you know that that mother has a touch. You know the story of the Little Red Riding Hood, don't you? Our mothers knew what they were doing when they would use allegories to tell us different stories to bring life and to simplify things for us. You know the story of Little Red Riding Hood when her mother told her to go straight to grandmother's house. She told her that her grandmother was sick. She gave her instructions. She told her not to stop. Don't talk to anyone. Same as your parents and my parents. Don't talk to strangers. But on the way, Little Red Riding Hood was distracted by a wolf. A talking wolf, one that she gave too much information. You see, sometimes in life, a still tongue will make a wise head. She told him where she was going, and the wolf was there before she got there to grandmother's house. She was in grandmother's bed. The wolf was there dressed in grandmother's gown. The wolf was there dressed in grandmother's head rag. She even had on grandmother's glasses. She was there just kicking back and waiting for Little Red Riding Hood. You see, sometimes you need to keep your business to yourself. But she was hard-headed. And you know, in days in the past, hard-headed, you know what it always made. And she disobeyed her mother. She got too close to the wolf that was dressed in the grandmother's clothing. The wolf had already had his happy meal and eating up her grandmother. And he was ready for his dessert when she got there. And she saw that something was different about grandmother's eyes. You see, the word tells us in Matthew 22, the sixth chapter, Matthew 22 and 23, it teaches us about the eyes. The eyes are the windows of your soul. But she knew something wasn't right. She knew something was different about grandma's teeth. And when the wolf called her to the bed, he called her the first time, and she came. That wasn't close enough for him. You see, sometimes people will call you, and you'll go a second time, not sure. But if you remember what your praying precious mother said when she told you in the beginning not to go, you need to turn around and look up into the hills from which cometh thou help, knowing that it comes from the Lord that has made heaven and earth. And turn around and go back to that precious mother and be obedient. You see, there are times in our lives when one mistake from one family member has cursed the whole family. And Little Red Riding Hood went to the bed a second time. and she was there with the wolf. He laid hands on her. He laid hands on her to eat her up. Be careful whose mother is laying hands on you, because every mother that's a mother is not a lay on hands precious mother. It might be a mother wolf waiting to eat you up. There are times when these elements in the mother's messages are there to inform us that our precious mothers, they knew what they were doing when they were simplifying things in our young, youthful lives. Our mother's instructions would keep us from regrets of undue decisions. You know, there are decisions that we make in our life or have made in our life that we cannot undo. We have to go to the Father and pray. We have to go back to our mother and confess our wrongdoings, that we were disobedient. A precious praying mother will teach you that you can't live without prayer, and you can't outlive prayer. Prayer is communicating with God. Before you decide to travel, you should have spent time with the Father praying, letting him orchestrate your mission for you, praying that he would keep you and keep you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, praying that he will be your traveling companion. We mothers can talk and we can pray with our children, and we send them to school. And when they get to school, the teacher's there and gives them problems to solve. They get examples of a problem. They show how to solve the problem, how to get the answer right to pass the test. But a precious mother, a praying mother, would give you examples of her life test so that your life test would be your dependence on God. Years and years ago, when the mother was not available, in the neighborhoods we had porch mothers, mothers that would sit you on the porch and talk to you about the Father, talk to you about right and wrong, talk to you about being a child of God. Oh, how times have changed, how they have changed. But in the reflecting scripture of Proverbs 31:10, which is known to be a poem which offers a beautiful description of the excellent wife defined by a mother and a child. In verse 10, we find that the mother's heart of love for her son's future and for him to have a wife has been arranged with 22 verses. With the opening question, who can find a virtuous wife? A virtuous wife. Who can find a virtuous wife? Her worth is much more than rubies. Her worth is much more than earthly things, such as diamonds and rubies, which they are beautiful. They're beautiful. We like receiving beautiful gifts on Mother's Day. But rubies doesn't define a woman or a mother's worth. In this poem, the mother is speaking of a certain kind of woman for her son. She's concerned for her son. She used the term virtuous woman. But today, we mothers have to tell our sons and daughters about morals and do rights. We have to tell them, if you want a right woman, then you got to be a do right man. And if you want a do right man, you got to be a righteous woman. We got to tell them to do what the Lord says do, because a virtuous woman has a lot to offer a husband. But to be the precious mother that is needed in the home today, they both have to work it out together. They both must have the same agenda in Christ Jesus, the same agenda in their finances, the same agenda in their romances. And we mothers, we grandmothers, we have to set examples so the child will know that they are wonderfully made and that they're worth more than a basketball, worth more than $200 sneakers and high-heel shoes and hair weaves and cell phones. These are the things that we have to talk to our children about nowadays as mothers, because times are different and things are certainly changing. You see, the young mothers, we seniors, We understand that the new age children of today, they're unique children. They have different experiences. Children sometimes have different characters. And with these different characters, they expect different things of the mothers of today, of the grandmothers of today. They have high expectations. You know, I love the story and the song story that Shirley Caesar wrote. It starts off about the little boy who wanted to charge his mother for all his chores that he had done. Now, when we were children, we did chores, but never did we charge our mother. But in this story, this allegory that she sings about, he wanted to charge his mother for everything that he had done. And he kept a record on a sheet of paper. You see, children sometimes will test their mother before they test anyone else. And he had a mind, and truly he had a gift of a trustee, because he kept good records. He wrote down everything that he had done. And he mowed the grass, the lawn, he charged $5. He wrote it down. Making up his own bed, he said $1. Going to the store, 50 cents. Playing with my baby brother, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. A good report card, $5. And raking the yard, $2. He summed it all up and gave the total of $14.75. And he handed his mother her due bill, what was due to him. And then the mother looks at the paper, and 1,000 memories came in her mind. So she turned the paper over and she wrote this. She said, "For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside of me, no charge. For the night I sat up with you, doctoring and praying for you, no charge. For the cost and the tears, for all these years, no charge. And now you can add it up, son, add it up. And the full charge of my love for you is still no charge." You see, this mother was teaching her son the value of a precious mother is her love. A mother's love is precious. A mother's love is valuable. A mother's love is the life she gave to us to be a precious mother. Not every precious mother is blessed with children that bless their lives. Some of them will give you heartaches and troubles and pain. And some would never bless their mother even if they heard a sneeze. They wouldn't even say, "Bless you." And they wonder, why are they down and out when others are getting blessed, showing love and respect and honor to their mothers? Well, we go to the Word. And Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 2nd verse reads, "Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on this earth." Now, this scripture has a lot in it, valuable information. Living long on this earth means also while you're here, you'll live good. You'll have a good life. You'll have a godly life. Because if you don't, then you're not living at all. You're not living if you don't have a godly life with God. You're just taking up space. And everything will continue to be a wonder until you sit down and hear your mother pray those fervent prayers. Your precious mother, give her honor and give her respect. This means that you honor every mother and father, stepmother, the one that gets a little love and sometimes she'll get stepped over. Yes, I'm talking about your father's wife. The one that takes good care of him, the adopted mother. She's willing to love you and celebrate being a mother. We have church mothers. They're the pillars of faith, the ones that help you rely on faith, the superior mothers of the church. And then there's the surrogate mothers, the ones that are willing to help others with problem pregnancies, or the ones that are rich and famous that don't want to mess their body up because they want to stay on the screen in Hollywood. And then there's a house mother, They go from house to house, caring for everyone that need a mother. Everyone leans on the house mother. And then there's the teenage mother. The teenage mother need a lot of everything and everybody that is willing to help raise the child. They need Jesus, just like you and I. Grandmothers. You see, grandmothers, we all should want to honor our grandmothers and great-grandmothers of today. Grandparents have learned from yesteryears. Grandparents of today, they know how to take a break. There's a story about a little girl. She woke up one morning, and grandma wasn't in the kitchen cooking like she normally is. And so she ran to her mother, and she asked the mother, "Where is grandma?" And just in a couple of minutes, grandma came in the front door. And the little girl asked, "Grandma, grandma, where you been?" The grandma said, "Around the corner, and I'm back again." Grandmother needs some downtime. Grandmother needs to be honored. And grandma needs to be shown love. Grandma needs to sometimes get a vacation. Sometimes you can bless grandma, give her a cruise, give her a nice vacation, and let her enjoy herself. Because your children will grow up seeing what you do and what you don't do and repeat the same thing. If you bless your mother, then your children will bless your mother. They'll love their grandmother. They think that the spankings that they used to get was too much for them, that it hurt them. Well, sometimes you need to give them the word of God, the one that would really hurt them in Ephesians 6:2. Give it to them. Let them read and let them understand what the Lord has said in his word about obeying your parents. That means the grandparents as well. The word of God is true. It's true for all mothers. It's true for the imperfect mother. The imperfect mother, the word tells us in Romans 3:23 that for we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You see, sometimes we get so close to the mirror, but we will never see what God sees. The imperfect mother will become too hard on herself because of what precious mothers and the world expect of you. But truth be told, every mother has an imperfect list. Every mother does. In the life of every mother's imperfect list, God is always standing by. He's waiting for us to release our imperfect motherless to him. I can truly say, as a woman of God pastor, I have happy days when I rejoice in the new beginnings my past has brought into my life. I never have failed at anything because I never gave up. God never has given up on me, and he has changed some things for me, but he has never changed. He's always in my heart. And he's always in my life. And I know that my life is not perfect. I know that I have been and I am an imperfect mother. I know that I hold the imperfect list. But I also know that I am a precious, luscious, imperfect mother, grandmother, great-grandmother. And I have several adopted family members in my life. I have good family members in my life that God has blessed me to have. Adopted family members that God has blessed me to share love and honor God as we all do it together. You know, recently, our life was blessed as grandparents with our granddaughter. And we shared this with our family and our friends. With my youngest son, gave us the news that he was becoming the first-time father, we rejoiced in the Lord. I felt his parental love on that day that his daughter was born. And I felt his parental love just recently, just a few days ago, when he wrote me a beautiful Mother's Day note. His note reads, "Happy Mother's Day, sunshine. You're my best friend and everything in between. I'm grateful for everything that you do, every meal you've made, every lesson you've taught, every hug and kiss you've given. How do I ever repay you? I only know to love you more, longer, and better. Thanks for helping me be the man I have become. Stay sweet, strong, healthy, and beautiful. I love you forever. What a blessing. What a blessing that comes from my son. You know, I love all of my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. On birthdays and Mother's Day, my son, near and far away, always share love. Every mother wants to receive from her son love. It's just something special about a mother and her son. I have one son that is gifted in writing that lives far away, and I have another son that lives right here close by that's gifted in singing. And they touch my heart in different ways. My son writes, and he touched my heart in his love letters. My son calls and sings for me birthday, happy birthday songs, and he touched my heart with tears. And I know that I am an imperfect mother. I know that I'm an imperfect mother and imperfect wife. But because of God, God Almighty, that see me as I am and that gives me a new beginning with new opportunities and helps me with my spiritual maturity and doesn't linger into my past, he keeps me moving and keeps me pressing towards the goal for the prize of a high calling in Christ Jesus. That's the God that I serve. That's the God that I love. That see me as an imperfect mother and see you as an imperfect mother. And he will love us and care for us. You see, in the Bible, you would see stories of imperfect women that were also imperfect mothers. But they're in the family line of Jesus Christ, our Savior. He chose to use these imperfect mothers to be forgiven and to use them for the future in his eternal kingdom. You see, God can use anyone that he wants to. He used imperfect people, and he used imperfect mothers. You see, man will see you as you are, but God sees you as you're going to be. And when God gets through with you, you'll be all of what he wants you to be. You read the stories in the Bible about the imperfect women of the Bible that God chose to help him with kingdom building. There was Tamar. Tamar was a deceiver, and she disguised herself as a prostitute and tricked Judah into bearing her a child. There was Rahab. Rahab also was a prostitute who had a reputation known throughout the city. And there's Ruth. Ruth was a farmer from a nation who served a false god and who never, ever married into God's people according to God's law. But God used her imperfect. And, of course, we know about Bathsheba. We know the story of Bathsheba and David. Bathsheba was a married woman, a woman that David slept with. A woman that David was served with his sexual pleasures and lust. A woman that David had her husband killed and fathered two children, many more. And they all are right in the family of Jesus. Jesus knows all about it. Imperfect women, wherever you are and whoever you are, imperfect mothers. You set aside your past troubles of the world and live in this Mother's Day and make it a new beginning. Pray yourself out of that hiding bush that you've been hiding in. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Pray. Pray. Continue to pray. Pray and talk to the Father. A praying mother knows praying belongs to God. A praying mother knows that she's not always praying to God to get him to do something. Sometimes God will lead us to pray so he can do something. A praying mother prays without ceasing. We all need prayer. Every mother needs prayer. Not just on Mother's Day, but every day a mother needs prayer. Imperfect mother, if your trouble had you in any kind of way, in a bush hiding, being shamed, come on out. Come out. Pray yourself out. Don't worry about the bruises that you got while you were on your way hiding. Come on out and don't worry about the ones that's talking about you, the ones that ran you away into the hiding place. Don't worry about counting your enemies. Just count on Jesus. He's the best friend that you ever have. Come on out of your shame and come on out of your hiding. Write your troubles down and give your imperfect list to your Father. Pray until it happens for you that you will be a precious, imperfect mother. Pray. Talk to the Father and say, Our Father. Address him as who he is. He is our Father. Thank him for the gift. Thank him for the gift of his Son. Thank him that he gave us his Son, Jesus, so that we could have life. He blessed us in this life to give it to us more abundantly and to serve us in his plan and his purpose for our life. He made us mothers. And we are able to accept being mothers, precious mothers, imperfect mothers. Tell him, thank you, Father. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my imperfect life that I know that I know that you are going to make all right. Thank you, Lord, that I'm anchored with you. And thank you for the breath of life. Thank you, Father. Thank him. Thank him. Mothers, thank him. Grandmothers, thank him. Fathers, thank him. We all thank him. Thank you, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this Mother's Day. We thank you for our many blessings. We thank you for our mothers that's there with you in heaven. We thank you for our mothers that's here on this earthly planet. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our mothers. We thank you, Father, in your name, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, we thank you. Glory to God. We give praises to you and we thank you. In the precious name of Jesus. And may all of God's children say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We serve a good God. And he's always willing and able to do above and much beyond anything that we could ever ask or imagine. I have two questions for every mother, every grandmother, every wannabe mother that's on this line this evening. Are you confident in your own heart that you are sure in your relationship with God? That if someone came to you and asked you, Mother, how can I find God? Would you be able to tell them that they must be born again? Would you tell them that their spirit must experience a new birth? Would you be able to tell them that the Father's blood paid for their sin and that he was resurrected to restore union with God? Will you be able to let them know that Jesus must become the owner of their life? And mothers, would you tell them what repent means? Would you let them know that it is a decision to change? Will you let them know what it do, that it changes ownership? And when it does, that they got to have corresponding action, because believing it is not enough. You got to do what the Lord says do. And then there'll be a change. There'll be a change. Their spirit will be a new creation. They'll go from being a baby to an adult. Their soul and their mind will be renewed when they study the word of God with knowledge. So as I close, asking you to come in the way of salvation. Any mothers that need restoration, that needs to be revived, that needs to be restored, or don't have Christ in your life, and you need a new beginning. You need to know that the Father is coming one day. He's coming back one day. And you want to be ready. You want to be ready to be received by the Father. We're here. We have ministers. We have apostles that have a heart for the whole world. We have prophets that have a heart passion for inspiration. We have evangelists that have a heart passion for the harvest. And we have teachers that have a passion for the truth. And we have pastors that have a heart passion for all people. And together, if we call upon the name of Jesus, Jesus, he will answer. And he will give you a life. He will make you a precious mother. In Jesus' name, you can come. You can come. And for the ones that aren't mothers, we want to let you know that you need Jesus also. You need Jesus because you have a past. We all have a past that we can't go back to, but Jesus can. His word tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus can walk into those places of sin and failure and wipe the slate clean and give you a new beginning. You need Jesus because he is a good friend. He knows the worst about you, but yet he believes the best. Because he sees you not as you are, but he sees you in the way that you will be when he gets through with you. Now that's the friend. That's the friend. You need him because he holds your future. Who else are you going to trust? In his hands, you are secure for all eternity. He said in his word, I go to prepare a place for you. He said in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, around the 11th verse, he said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace, not evil. Thoughts to give you a future and hope. All you need to do is just call upon him. Pray and come to him, and he will listen. Invite Jesus into your life. All you have to do is just say, I believe that you died for me in my sins. I believe God raised you from the dead, and I acknowledge you as my Lord and my Savior, and you will be saved, and you will have a permanent life in heaven with Jesus. If there is anyone that hear my voice and have heard the word of God and that needs a salvation, I ask you to receive and come to God in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. And if anyone have heard the word, amen. I think I'm having some kind of feedback. Jesus. Amen. I just thank God for the woman of God. Did she not bring a Mother's Day's message? And as she was speaking, it reminded me of my son and when he was young and how when it was time for him to wash the dishes and mow the lawn and take out the trash. And sometimes we just had a little corner store, wanted to send him to the store. He was charging me like $5 because he wanted $20 a month for an allowance. But he could have just asked for allowance, or he could have just asked for what he needed. But he put a charge on it, and I just remembered. And I just went back and told him, son, that's fine. I'll pay you for mowing the lawn. And I will pay you for washing the dishes and taking out the trash and going to the store. I'll pay you the $20 a month that you're asking. I said, but I'm asking you for $25 for rent. $5. Did you guys hear me?
Yes.
Amen. And so when I began to tell him $5 for the light and $25 for the food and $5 for the water, and then by that time, he owed me $90 for all of that. So I subtracted the $20. I said, now, son, you have a balance of $70. How would you like to pay that? Then he said, I'm not charging you anything. So sometimes we have to just let them know. And so I just thank God for today. And again, I would thank everyone for being on the line on this Mother's Day. And there's so many on the line. And I know that. And so we have unmuted all the lines. So if anyone would like to thank the woman of God on today for such a message, powerful message. Amen.
Thank you, Speaker, for that wonderful and touching message that you presented to us tonight. It was deeply appreciated.
Amen.
Amen. This Evangelist Theresa Washington, thank you, Speaker, for that wonderful Mother's Day message. It was powerful and touching, hallelujah. And also it was a way for women to know how to be mothers, how to be good spiritual mothers. And I appreciate it. And don't forget about Chief Apostle Thomas, hallelujah, for blessing her, hallelujah. A wonderful mother of the church, hallelujah. A wonderful pastor, hallelujah. And she can give you your trash app. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Cash app would be the $ Chief Apostle 2. And that is the number 2. Chief Apostle 2. God bless you. Thank you. Would there be another on today? Amen. Amen. I know that we have some great women and men of God that's on the line on tonight. I would like to thank our national mother, Mother Georgiana, for being on the line. And if Mother, your phone is unmuted, and if you would like to have words of expression to thank the woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the message. I hope that what she taught will help everyone. I know she gave me some ideas to use for my household, and I thank her for it. And may God bless her, and I just pray that she just hold on to the Lord and let the Lord use her and just keep on preaching, because we need it.
Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord, Saints. This is Eldrin Milton. And to the speaker of the hour, thank you so much for such a well-prepared and well-thought-out message. And I would like you to contact Apostle Thomas and get my phone number for her so that I could possibly purchase your books. I would appreciate purchasing and reading them very much. And to the person that Dr. Sheila Duhart, thank you so much for that well planned out, well thought out, and well studied up on prayer for the mothers. I do appreciate that. And to each and every mother that's on the line, my heart goes out to you. My love goes out to you. Happy Mother's Day to each one of you. Thank you so very much.
Amen.
Thank you, Elder Milton. Amen. We also have Bishop MacPage is on the line. If you would like to thank the woman of God or have a word, amen.
Amen. I just want to thank the woman of God for the great word, and we realize that many times if it wasn't for our mothers, some of us wouldn't be here. It's when our fathers deserted us, our mothers always was there. So thank God for the message she brought, saying about a praying mother, that somebody there to watch over and keep you and keep you in a straight line, even when your father wasn't around. And so thank God for that good word. It just reminded me of my mother that's passed on, but I thank God for my mother. And thank God for all the mothers on the line today, because if it wasn't for the mothers, none of us would be here. And so I just give praise to the mothers, because, you know, a lot of mothers get away with some of their children. But I thank God that my mother saw enough in me that she didn't do away with me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop McPage. We also have our national apostle on the line, Apostle York J. Milton. Would you like to have expression?
Well, God bless you, all of you that are connected on this evening. Amen. We thank God for another night of revival. Thank God for the woman of God that brought such a befitting message and scripture base, and just encouraged the people on tonight. I want to say to all of the mothers, happy, happy Mother's Day to you. Amen. Special Mother's Day blessings go to Chief Apostle B.A. Thomas. Amen. And also special greetings to our national mother, Mother Georgiana. God bless you, and all of the workers general, and all of you that are mothers tonight. I speak miracles over your life through this COVID-19 experience. God is still working on us and taking us to heights unknown. We thank God for you, and we pray that this word that has been ministered tonight will be deposited in your spirit, hallelujah, to give you strength to go on another day. For the scripture said, if it had not been, oh, bless his name, for the Lord who was on our side. So we say to you tonight, look up and live, for your redemption draweth nigh. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. At this time, oh, and I would like to say, okay, that the one that did that prayer, Elder Milton, was Dr. Sheila Duhart, and that is our national mother's daughter. That is Mother Georgiana's daughter.
Thank you.
That did that powerful prayer.
Okay, I know who it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Would there be one more? Is there another? Amen.
Excuse me, Apostle. Excuse me, Apostle.
Yes.
I know I have a lot of family members on this line, and I know my people are not short of a word, because I have pastors, apostles, and prophets, and I know that you're on the line, because your word is always your bond. So if you have anything to offer, donations are being accepted. Apostle Thomas has been carrying this ministry through, and she is not charging anything. She's not asking, but I am. I'm asking for you to donate to this ministry, her ministry, and I'm asking you to do that this evening. If you will do that for me, I'm expecting it of you, and I'm also asking if you would do that for me, I would greatly appreciate it. And the floor and the line is still open for any comments or anything that you have to say.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm Elder Janice Falk. I thank God for the message that I heard on tonight, and I thank God for how it has encouraged my heart. And I thank God for this opportunity to be able to come in a place where all the saints of God can agree that we need the Lord and we need more of God's word. So I'm excited for how the Lord used her on tonight. And I give honor to all those that honor is due. And I'm excited of the move of God that's going on now. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
The floor is still open.
Is the Bowen family on the line?
They may have been, because it was quite a few on the line that has hung up already. The Phillips family, Butler. But at this time, if there is no other, I would like to thank each and every one. And again, I will tell you my Cash App is Cash App. I was going to give out my email. Amen. Amen. And at this time, I thank each and every one for your precious time on this Mother's Day. And I will thank each and every one that has given. Also, I'm going to thank the Sister Robinson for those beautiful selections. She is so faithful. And to Elder Milton and to Dr. Duhart. And at this time, we're going to have the final remark, prayer, benediction from our speaker. Amen. God bless and happy Mother's Day.
You're back in the hand. Could you repeat the Cash App information, please?
Yes, that's Chief, C-H-I-E-F, Apostle, P-A-P-O-S-T-A-L-E. Again, let me spell it again. C-H-I-E-F, A-P-O-S-T-L-E, and the number 2. That would be Chief Apostle, Chief Apostle 2.
At what?
Amen. Say that again.
It's at Yahoo.
No. I'm sorry. It's not at Yahoo. That was my email address. It's just Chief Apostle. It's the dollar sign Chief Apostle 2. The number 2.
Uh-huh.
That's it. And that's all. If anybody don't have it, you can download it on your phone and you just download the Cash App.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. At this time, you're back in the hands of our speakers. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Cindy Sherman, for a great message. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I love you also. We're so grateful for what God is doing in our life. We ask for an anointing, and the Lord has anointed us with a beautiful prayer this evening. He anointed us with his word and scripture, and he anointed us with his message. Everything and all things belong to God when we do it in his name. I am so grateful and thankful when I spoke with Apostle last month. I wanted to make sure that I would do things in decent and in order, and I asked her to give me instructions as to what she wanted me to do. And I do take instructions very, very carefully because I want to be in favor with my father, first of all, and to respect her. She said to me, do what the Lord will lead you to do. You are on his time. And you know, that coming from a powerful woman of God meant a lot to me, because I allow the Holy Spirit to work through me whenever I'm teaching or preaching, whenever I'm writing or counseling. And I knew that she was someone that would make preaching easy, as I know that the Father did this evening. So I thank God for her. I know that the Lord is blessing her ministry. I just love her so much. This is the first time I ever met her. Her smile I knew was true. And I don't even have to be around her to see her smile. I see her smile when I'm not around her. I see her smile when I'm talking to her. And I know her from her heart and from the work that she's doing for the Lord. So I thank God for her and all that she's doing for kingdom building. I thank God for this revival that the Lord gave to her. And how he's working through her is just amazing. I thank God that my family was able to be on the line this evening. I could tell when each one was going on because they were calling me like I asked them not to. But that's okay. Thank God. And I pray that this would not be the only day and the only time that we celebrate mothers. All mothers. Precious mothers. Imperfect mothers. All of God's mothers. We all are God's children. So we continue to give him praise. I thank each and every voice that I've, thank you all for each and every voice that I've heard this evening. And I pray that we all will come together again and do kingdom building in the name of Jesus. And now for the benediction, we will read together. If you have your Bibles, which is the infallible word of God, the only word of God that is true, we will read number 6, chapter the 24th through the 26th verse. Beginning the reading of God's word. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Amen. And again, happy Mother's Day.
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 Amen. Happy Mother's Day. God bless.